Welcome to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. Are you ready to be a rock star? Achieve incredible success in your life, business, and career? Learn the inside scoop on how these rockstar achievers have jumped over hurdles, plowed through roadblocks, scaled their dreams to great heights, and made powerful changes within their communities. And here's your Rockstar Achievers host, Catherine M. White, the Rockstar Maker and founder of Accelerated Results 365.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Rockstar Achievers with today's guest, Dominic Damaschke. Dominic is an inspirational author, storyteller, and founder of the inspiration sharing and publishing platform, Motivation Champs. He is also the author of 5 inspirational books. As a boy, he learned the value of hard work, pulling weeds, and doing odd jobs in the fields of his father's landscaping company. He took those lessons of hard work and placed them into his passions and carried it throughout every aspect of his life, from basketball to business. Dominic lives by the saying, "That which does not kill us only makes us stronger." So welcome, Dominic. It's great to have you on the show today.
I am pleased to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
You are welcome. It's my pleasure. And speaking of which, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. I think we all, or at least most of us, have heard that saying before, have heard that phrase before. And I'm curious, what is it with you? What is it about that saying that really resonates with you that you chose that particular saying to live by?
Well, you know, and when I say that which does not kill you only makes you stronger, some people might think that's cliche. Oh, that's what everybody's saying. But I am a true believer, whether it's in my case, having been $500,000 in debt and having a restaurant close or getting cut from the teams or fired from a job. Those things happen in life. And I think when they happen, you have a choice. You can either let them define you or use them as fire and fuel. And I think over time, we almost callous ourselves and become stronger. And I think that's what I've done. So almost when those times of challenge come, you're like, hey, this is actually when I think the clearest. So bring it on. So that's why I say that.
I love that. I can totally relate with you too. As a matter of fact, I too look at challenges as bring it on. And my way of viewing it, and one of my tricks in overcoming a challenge, is that I tell myself, wow, there's something incredible coming, because it never fails, right? Every time there's something great ahead of you, a big challenge comes. And it's the bigger the end reward, the greater that challenge is. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Joel Osteen says, success is around the corner. You just never know which corner. And I believe that, you know, like I'm sure some of your listeners have been in sales, mm-hmm. and they talk about rejection, how many rejections you actually need before you get that yes. So a lot of times through my career and thought, I've always said, I love the no's, because, you know, add them on, stack them on, because I know once you get those rejections that success is around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about your experience with rejections.
Oh, I love it. And it's funny, because nobody loves rejection. Every time. It sucks. It hurts. You feel bad. But when you face those things, like I've been in pharmaceuticals where a month before, on a Friday, you're feeling good and you're rah-rah for your numbers. And then Monday morning, they send you a message and they say, nobody go out into the field today, and we're going to have a call. And on that call, they fire everybody in the company, and the company closes down, and it's 2 months before Christmas. And mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the way it is. I've had a restaurant closed down where it was my life's dream to be a restaurant owner. Yes, this is what I thought I was going to do the rest of my life. And the restaurant closes down and you realize this is just part of my story. So anytime I have sick family and things like that, anytime you face those challenges, they hurt, but they don't have to define you. And you just look at those things and learn how to overcome them. And when you do, you become stronger each time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, looking back when you went through that experience of having this restaurant closed down and looking at where you're at now, how do you feel about that experience? And like, do you think back and wish that, oh man, I still had that restaurant?
I wish I would have ate a few more chicken wings and dumped and put more cheese sticks in the fryer. But other than that, I believe every one of us, we are where we are for a reason. And we did play some part in that. I believe that I went through that and it made me stronger. It made me who I am today. I don't think that I was meant to be a restaurant owner forever. I think I was meant to use that for something greater. So we're all climbing up a ladder and we can look at those things as steps to get you where you are today. So when it happened, sure, I was on government repayment plans and had to pay the produce guy the thousands of dollars I owed him and everybody else. But it was the part of the journey and part of the journey that I had to probably overcome to be where I am today.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a really great topic for right now, wouldn't you agree? Because we are in our economy right now is in a situation where so many businesses are closing down, especially in the restaurant industry. And so is there anything that you can add to help give inspiration and uplift those people who are in that situation where they might be in the process of closing down, or maybe they've already closed down their business?
Right. I believe that number one, brighter days are ahead. So whatever turmoil we're facing now, whatever challenges we're facing now, your best days are ahead. So those restaurant owners that are closing down, that are where I was or going through, those are tough times. They're not fun. The business owner's struggling. I get it. But you are now equipped with, like I like to say, I have a master's degree in failure. I've failed over and over and over. And those restaurant owners, they may use that for, like if you look back at my restaurant, I was underfinanced. I was young at the time. What could I have done better? Maybe there's things I could have done, maybe not. But next time, or if I was going to take on another challenge, I am able to use those tools and reflect back and say, what could I have done differently? And I think those restaurant owners and business owners will have those tools to take to other companies or other businesses in the future.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What a great opportunity this is for us to gain those skills, right? To be able to become stronger. And I don't know about you, but when I look back and I think of the many times where I got upset or frustrated or overwhelmed because I felt like things just weren't going out the way I wanted them to go or the way I had planned them to go. And every time I realized later on that I'm like, wow, you know, I'm actually glad that that didn't work out because now what I have is even better.
Right. Garth Brooks has a song. It's, I don't know the title, but basically the theme of it is, I thank God for unanswered prayers. Mm-hmm. And he is saying that, like in that moment, you're wishing, save me. But then maybe down the road, you are handed something different, a better opportunity.
Yes. Yes. I love that song too. Very profound message. So, all right. And you have written a lot of books that have been inspired by your experiences, your personal experiences. Tell us about some of those books.
I'd love to. So I believe that when I started writing, after falling in the restaurant business, I got a job in sales, and my first sales job was selling yellow page ads, door to door yellow page ads. There's little squares. Some people don't even know what the yellow pages are anymore. But the company, they gave me good training, and they were big on writing their goals. Mm-hmm. And part of when I started writing in little books, I'd write my goals. And then those goals would first be like pay off the produce guy, like I said. And then after that, they started becoming bigger goals, or I'd start to write a story that I learned from what I went through. And then those stories became my first book. And so over the course of time, I wrote The Journey of a Grind. It's about every job, task, and chore that you have and what you could learn with it. I've combined with fathers, and we've put out books called The Unofficial Guide to Fatherhood and Go Ask Your Dad, where basically 30 fathers from around the globe helped share a message of fatherhood. And my last book was How to Write a Book in 2020, and it was sharing the lessons that I learned. All this you learn throughout your journey. So the last one was How to Write a Book in 2020. And the message is basically, I felt even when I tried to write books, my first publisher took 80% of my rights, and the book came out with thousands of errors in it. You learn throughout mm-hmm. the process. And so you asked, like, these books do come from a lot of what I experienced. And now I help other people share their stories and books and stuff too.
Can you tell us a little bit about your process and how you help people with their own books?
Absolutely. So I think early on, I thought the world was all about me. And
well, isn't
part
it?
Of my, yeah, right. Part of my evolution, I hope, as a dad, as a parent, as a businessman, as a person, a lover of inspiration and people who are inspired, like what you're doing on the show here, is realizing that everybody has a story. So as I would get asked to speak at an event or be on a show, and I'd tell that story, then I'd hear your story, and then I'd hear somebody out in the crowd story, and I started to realize, wait a minute, if I at my root, I just want to share inspiration, smiles, and positivity. So sometimes it's through our social media sites. We have all these platforms called Motivation Champs. If you want to share that your kid got an A, if you want to share a picture of Buddha or a quote that inspires you, come on there and share it. But as far as the books, sometimes people come to us that 120 characters on Twitter isn't enough. Three paragraphs on social media isn't enough. They're still yearning for more. They still want to share their approach to business. They want to share their approach to fitness. They want to share that they've overcome cancer and how they went through that process and how they healed. So we will take people from idea to me and you might talk on the phone and start to lay out the foundation of your book. Or we'll take them from piece of paper and turn it into a children's book. We'll take them from piece of paper and turn it into Amazon bestseller, a book that's on the shelves in Barnes and Noble, help them distribute it across the globe. But it really takes listening to their story, seeing where they want to go, and help them. And then we help them develop the roadmap to get to where they want to go. Some people write a book just because they want to put that one book on their coffee table or give 10 books to their family. And so when they come to us, we really try to determine, where do you want to go? What is your why? Mm-hmm. Why are you doing it? Above all, like, I have one guy, his name is Paul Gray, and his message is a message of God's grace. And Paul every day goes out and shares that message. He has online churches. He's selling books everywhere, but his message is God's grace. And Paul wins if one more person hears that message of God's grace. So to Absolutely. The why, mm-hmm. So we help Paul share that. And ultimately, Paul is sharing that message of God's goodness that he wants to share.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And what a wonderful approach. You don't get that kind of service or individual attention from a publisher.
I'm sure there's 1,000 publishers doing a lot of good out there. And sometimes I will say to somebody, you should send 100 query letters right now to Simon & Schuster, somebody, because we stick to inspiration, self-help, motivation, business, children's. It has to be for us to have this kind of passion about it. It's never about the money. On our sites, we have thousands of people on our sites. We could sell Ray-Ban glasses today and make, and Ray-Bans are probably great sunglasses, and right. make a lot of money selling any product like that. But we don't. It's about sharing the inspiration. So just mm-hmm. as much, I want to help them share that their kid got an A in school, because that's awesome. It's going to put a smile on somebody else's face as much as I want them to be able to share for somebody how to have business success and follow their blueprint. And we try to do them both.
Business success and following their blueprint. That's funny that you mm-hmm. mentioned that, because that fits right into the book that I just finished.
And that's excellent. And people need that. There's so many people out there. I'll do a commercial for you. There's so many people out there struggling with their business or struggling with their finances, and they need that roadmap. So that is, to me, I'm a fan of what you do, because that's inspiring. So many people are looking, hey, I don't know. I failed. I wasn't educated like that. I didn't have strong mentors. So you are offering that to them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you for that plug. And now back to you, Dominic. Let's go back to my introduction of you in the beginning, where I talked about your experience pulling weeds and helping your dad in his landscaping business. I can really relate with that. I learned how to work at a very, very young age as well. We did a lot of gardening growing up, so I know weeding. I also remember after my mother had remarried, she married a farmer, and I had the pleasure of going out in a mint field and weeding, and oh my gosh, I have to tell you, I did not like that, but at least the mint smelled good. I think that we are missing so much of that these days, right? We don't have a lot of the physical work that we have to do, or that even our children have to do. And so we're not learning the same value of work. What are your thoughts around that?
It's something I'm very passionate about. Growing up, my dad is still, love him to death, he's still in business. I think he's owned his own business. He's 78. He still works 6 days a week.
Wow.
And still loves what he does and still works hard. And so number one, I saw him. My mom, bless her soul, she worked at Goodwill for years and probably made minimum wage or barely over minimum wage. And I saw those two people as examples out there working hard. So for me, it is almost a rite of passage. I believe, like, sometimes you got to get lucky. Sometimes you can be successful by getting lucky. Sometimes you can be in the right place at the right time. You can do all those other things. But hard work can, what would we say, overcome. With hard work, you can overcome a lot of obstacles. And learning that early on and learning those roots and seeing, just get out and earn it. I've been thinking about this concept lately, and I'll try it on you. You're my first one.
Ooh.
I think people try to jump the line. Mm-hmm. And you don't get to jump the line. You have to earn it. You have to put in the blood, sweat, the tears, the time, the mm-hmm. education, whatever gets you. Like, you know, if you want to be a doctor, you have to put in the work and all this that to get to there. If you want to be great in landscaping, you have to put in the work. You have to learn the craft. And there's a respect to the craft. Mm-hmm. So even with authors sometimes, you know, I want to pay somebody to write my book like this for me. I don't want to be part of it. I want it to be done. Well, there's a respect to the craft that mm-hmm. you have to earn it. You have to go out and take the no's, take the rejection, shovel the ditches, shovel the pull the weeds, right? And I just, so to your point of what's missing from society these days, and at what's missing, like our children that have been anointed in a lot of ways, because there's, it's tough. There's dual incomes now. There's more people that have higher paying jobs than in the past. So a lot of times these kids, my kids included, have things that maybe we didn't have when we were younger, have more opportunities. So sometimes, because our society has given them so much, we don't know they have to, they don't know that they have to actually earn it too. That, which is COVID, we talked about these trying times right now. Mm-hmm. I want to reach out to the youth of today and give them a hug, because we have a lot of ways not prepared them for this. We've shown them life is so rosy. You're going to win. You're going to high school graduations, going to be beautiful. Then you're going to go to college. Everything's going to work out. But this is a reminder. And I had my niece just graduated from trade school a couple weeks ago, and we were at a party, and she did a great job. And I said, "Hey, come here, let me slap you." And I'm kidding, but I was saying, "Let me kick you in the butt," because that is what life is going to give. And so we should all get to kick you in the butt, you know. And that's what happened with COVID right now, that it has propel, so although they
haven't kicked us in the butt, right?
Right, and it really kicked them in the butt too, and maybe they weren't prepared for it. But now on the reverse, that maybe when we didn't prepare them, now they're more prepared than we ever were, because I never had to worry about not having toilet paper, and and my son and daughter now have experienced there might not be meat at the store someday. There might not. School might never go back. So it's interesting how things all work out.
Absolutely. Speaking of not having toilet paper, this is just a little humor here. I had a few months back, you know, when we were going through this whole toilet paper shortage, I had found this card that said, "Save this card in case you run out of toilet paper." and I mailed it to my son, who actually lives in my home with me. And I mailed all of my kids a card and a gift of brownies just to give them a little something fun. But my son that received the toilet paper card pulled that out a couple of days ago, and we just laughed about it.
It's a really original idea.
Yeah, fantastic. So, wow. Well, I love that. And, you know, it's interesting how life works. We may not be prepared for something. We may have taken, as they say, the easy road in life. And I think a lot of us, or a lot of people, have been doing that over the last several years. And then there's like this natural, whatever you want to call it, we'll just call it the universe. There's just this natural part of the universe that comes back around and says, "Oh, you know, things have been too good. You've had it too easy. We need to toughen you up a little bit."
That's a good way to put it. Just a good way to put it.
Thank you. All right. So as we finish up here, Dominic, are there any final thoughts that you would like to share with our audience?
I think if I wanted to leave the audience with something, we touched on it today. And as a guy who's been cut from the team or fired from a job and down and out, we are going to get knocked down. So a listener that's listening, you are going to get knocked down. There's going to be no's. There's going to be rejection. That's just part of the process. It's part of the journey. I believe each and every one of you have inside of you already what it takes to overcome that. Stay the course. You can get through it.
Absolutely. Those are excellent final words. And yes, we all do. And our audience, they all have it inside of them. It's time to go out and find it, because we are all champions, right? We've got that champion in us.
That's right. Thank you.
All right. Dominic, what is the best way for somebody to reach out to you? If there's someone in the audience listening and they're thinking, you know, I've really been thinking about writing this book, or I've had a story, someone's told me I should write a book, I didn't think I could do it, or I don't think I can do it. How can they reach out to you?
Anybody that wants to find us, look for us at Motivation Champs, www.motivationchamps.com, or on any social media, Motivation Champs. And if there's a place to send a message there, which there always is, you'll be able to find us. But just Motivation Champs, we'd love to have you, love to help you share your message.
Excellent. Great. Thank you so much, Dominic. It was, as of course, a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. If you're ready to reach incredible levels of success in your life, business, and career, start your journey now at www.acceleratedresults365.com or email Catherine at acceleratedresults365.com.